Good afternoon, everybody. Today is Tuesday, August 13th, 2019. It's 2 o'clock. We're gathered for the legal counsel update in the Board of County Conference Room. And we're going to begin with a joint meeting of the Josephine County Board of Commissioners and the Josephine County Fair Board. And we will be going into executive session for the following agenda items. Item 1A is a draft fairgrounds track lease agreement with GP Horse Racing LLC under ORS 192-6602E. Item 1B is a draft limited power of attorney for land use and development permits county-owned real property at Grants Pass Fairgrounds under ORS 192-6602E. And finally, we have 1C, which is a lease with Love Abounds for infill at Fairgrounds Horse Track, proposed installation of crumb rubber, letter from Charles and Tebbett attorney, under ORS 192-6602E. Approved representatives of the news media and designated staff shall be allowed to attend the executive session. All other members of the audience are asked to leave the room. Approved representatives of the news media are specifically directed not to report on or otherwise disclose any of the deliberations or anything said about these subjects during the executive session, except to state the general subject of the session as previously announced. No decision may be made in executive session. At the end of the executive session, we will return to open session and welcome the audience back into the room. It is 2:01, and the recorder will now be turned off. Actually, before we do that, do we need to acknowledge attendance for the recording?
Oh, what do you mean? List everybody who's here?
Yeah.
For the minutes, need to reflect that.
Okay, so I'm not turning the recorder off yet. So who do we have on the phone with us?
Chris Criglow with Stoll Reeves.
Okay. We have the three commissioners present, executive office manager, legal staff, and fair board members, and our property manager.
And fair board
and
director.
And fair director. Yep. And our esteemed media. With that, we're turning off the recorder at 2:02. Okay, we are back in general session at 4:20 p.m. Regarding executive session, we discussed options. We gave feedback to legal representation, and we are moving forward. Hopefully to a weekly business session on Tuesday, August 20th. So hopefully we'll have all those amendments back in that time.
Yep.
Regarding B, which is the power of attorney, we discussed that. We're going to bring that back as a second item in just a minute. And then we discussed options under C, the letter from Attorney Charles M. Tebbett regarding the Love Abounds infill use. So that's kind of the summary of the executive session. We're now continuing as only the Josephine County Board of Commissioners. And item number 1 is limited power of attorney for land use development permits, county-owned real property at Grants Pass Fairgrounds, in which we have a request, and I would accept a motion, to authorize power of attorney authorizing Kendra Lellis of TMB Racing, LLC, to act as the agent of Josephine County regarding the land use and development actions on the property described related to planning application and work related to placement and construction of a new digital scoreboard for Grants Pass Downs at the Josephine County Fairgrounds.
So moved.
I'll second it.
Okay.
You paused.
I did. I paused too long.
So we have a motion to second. Any further discussion for the land use and development permits relating to county owned real property, limited power of attorney?
No further discussion.
Okay, so all those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries 3-0. We'll get the sign and we'll get that moved on. And so item number 3 is draft order 2019-nothing in the matter of revision to administrative policies and procedures for Josephine County. I'm going to pause on this one. Should we take out of order the committee of corrections opt-out trigger, since who's waiting on number 3, which is the public records request?
No one.
Okay, Tamara's just taking a break before she heads back.
Yeah. You're fine to do that. But item 4, we got community of corrections director Nate Galleran here regarding community of corrections opt-out trigger.
Okay, so we're skipping to that one. And
I'm just wondering if we can take them out of order for the sake of...
It makes sense to me.
Okay, and it's not an executive session topic?
Nah, so item 3, that would theoretically have been fairly brief. The order would be required, of course, to amend the administrative policy. So we were going to say September 15th was the date that we effective would be the effective date. I mean, it's up to the board. That was, we somewhat arbitrarily thought that would be a good date to kind of do the formal transfer.
Well, hold on. Let me go back to the agenda.
Okay.
Item number three, draft order number 2019-XXX in the matter of revision to administrative policies and procedures for Josephine County for the purpose of conducting business on a daily basis. Section F5 legal public records request. Were you able to get that information from Coos County?
I did. I talked to somebody in the commissioner's office, and their process is they direct it directly to the department involved.
Okay.
And then anybody can refer it to their legal counsel. So it's not filled in the commissioner's office. Each individual department fills their own.
So that's different than what Commissioner Cribbins told me yesterday, that they are changing it to move it into their commissioner's office.
Okay.
So I didn't know if they actually...
The person who does that is not aware of that, because I asked her, are there any changes coming up? And she said, not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
So
good to know. Good to know. That's what happens when you go out of town and talk to commissioners.
Secret agenda.
So nothing else there. Okay, so this order...
Well, more or less a hybrid of those two systems. There's a series of departments that, of course, have their own processes for handling public records. The catch-all default is going to shift from this office, from my office, into the board's office. And, of course, from any department or board's office, inquiries to legal will always be originated.
Okay. Do you guys have any thoughts on this order? I guess at this point we'd be moving it forward to the weekly business session?
Yeah, that would go to a business session, and I guess the main point of consideration, what I was thinking would be decided today or discussed, would be the effective date, which the order has September 15th.
Well,
do we need it any sooner?
What's the point? Is there a time frame on effective dates for orders?
It's effective when it transfers. That's the point.
Yeah.
No, I hear you.
She means.
But I'm looking at weekly business session that potentially August 28th is probably when we would get it on a weekly business session. So then if it's effective September 15th on that Sunday, is that a substantial, the 2 weeks notice appropriate per county business movement?
It's an order. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
As long as it's properly noticed.
No,
so we would potentially be moving.
Day rule or anything.
I would say, for the sake of what we're dealing with on the 21st, let's try to limit that agenda to the fair contract.
No,
on
the 20th. Yeah.
The 20th, yeah. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah.
Unless
things
you want
moving.
Other things there, but we've already canceled our administrative.
No, that's
better. I learned through email we canceled our Thursday admin meeting. And so there won't be any agenda items that we don't...
That carry forward.
Correct, to the 20th,
right.
Except for that contract when brought back.
Yes.
Yep.
So anything else that we would determine would go to the 28th, just for sake of...
And we're all done with everything else.
If you guys are all in agreement with that.
Yes.
Okay. So I guess I'm okay with it going to the 28th.
If you want to do it when I come back, I'll be back on the 4th.
That's fine, too.
Want to say the 4th? I can
sure.
actually speak.
Sure.
Or I could remain silent.
Let's say something, because we're going to run out of time for Mr. Galloran here.
Yeah.
We've got to be closed here.
Let's do that.
Does he turn into a pumpkin eventually?
Okay. 4th
no.
is.
No, only at midnight. Okay, so then moving on to the community corrections opt-out trigger. You want to grab a chair, Nate, and join us?
So, yes, I'd like to put out a memo on this. There was really only one kernel, a limited kernel of legal advice, which I can... sum up, suffice to say, for the reasons described in the memo, it does look an awful lot like we're not an opt-out scenario.
Have we got any confirmation that is?
Consensus has not formed.
Okay.
Put it that way. Some counties say yes, Nate's done a lot of legwork on this. He can tell you he thinks what at this stage.
I can say from us.
Any ideas about me having a pink folder here either?
Okay. What's the pink folder for?
I don't know. Somebody, that's what the pink folder, big boy.
So I can, do you want me to?
Why don't you take them from the top? I tried within the memo to really encapsulate a lot of decades.
So I have some handouts. I only brought five, and I need one to reference. So.
That's fine.
Yeah. So you guys
Mr.
Steve, any.
One?
Yes. So
we can
this,
make copies of additional.
Yeah, one quick thing before we get into it. Just to set that, so nobody's kind of anticipating a decision scenario today, anything even remotely close to that. This is just
I
wouldn't think so.
No.
I can tell you that
this is just
we should not be making a decision today.
No, exactly.
There's a lot more conversations that need to be had.
It's just absorb information mode. Right.
Okay, so do we? Who else need copies?
I think we're there and she's working on it.
Okay.
So, yeah, this is just an informational presentation on what opt-out is in case this hits your desk and you want to have further discussions with, you know, other county folks and turn, you know, AOC, I guess.
What are we opting out of?
So the history with the opt-out is that in the late 90s, there was a Senate bill called 1145, and it occurred because the state used to supervise all of the community corrections agencies across the state.
Parole.
Yes.
County probation,
yep.
State parole was the breakdown before that.
That's correct, yes. And so the state gave the authority back to the local jurisdictions through 1145 with the option to have the counties kick it back, and they call it opt-out if the state is not funding it fully. So after review, there are some counties that believe that opt-out has been triggered based on the legislative budget.
Because they're not getting enough money to cover the program, so they want opt-out.
Yes. So it was last biennium, $268.5 million from the 17 and 19 biennium. This biennium was the exact same amount, $268.5 million-ish, and some counties believe that that's not incorporating inflation and other program changes, including the LSEMI.
Population.
Population is calculated
the
in
the population that you're working with. I mean, your clientele.
Yeah. Oh, the statewide population overall went down. Overall, in Josephine County, it did not. It actually went up. So we're getting more money through that process in community corrections and specifically in Josephine County because we were getting 2.99%. We're now getting 3.51% of $268.5 million. So there's that piece of it. But it's not, opt-out is not triggered just for Josephine County. That's the statewide opt-out language through 1145.
And usually there's something that triggers that it actually is an announcement that there's agreement or consensus that there is an opt-out.
So the department, just so you know, my most recent conversations with DOC is the Department of Justice has an opinion that it doesn't trigger opt-out.
Does not.
That it does not. So. But that's different than, like, say, for example, Washington County's position. Washington County believes that it does trigger, and I have some correspondence here that.
Do all counties have to agree?
No.
I mean, it's either opt out statewide or not.
So
no, it's all local jurisdiction. Okay.
There's
decision.
Usually a statewide agreement if there's an opt out being triggered. This is the first time I've heard that there's not an agreement that it's being triggered. So does DOC agree it triggered?
Right. DOJ is the legal counsel for DOC, so their position is that it's not triggered.
Okay.
That's their position. Now, it is up to the local authorities, Board of County Commissioners, to decide whether or not to opt out. If they decide, like if you decide, hey, we don't want community corrections anymore, then that would go to the director's desk of Department of Corrections. They would determine whether or not they would accept that opt-out. If there's an objection, it would likely wind up in the courts. And then the courts would decide whether or not opt-out was triggered and the counties can get out of supervising community corrections or not. So that's the...
Where does the money go if the county got out and what you're not...
We don't get any of the money from the state.
I'm asking a question. Mm-hmm. State doesn't fully fund the program, so you opt out. Where does that money go?
They fully fund the program currently and fund more programs than they would fund. So if we opt out, all the money that we currently get that covers Department of Corrections budget will go to the state. We have no say on how it's spent. We have no say on the programs that they will offer. We actually potentially will offer less services in the community, because right now we're making the dollar last greater than what the state would do. There's only two counties currently that are opted out, and that's Douglas County and Linn County. And the one division loves it, but all the other divisions don't necessarily. So it's a matter of what services. And like in Josephine County, we offer supervision for misdemeanor. That was a request of our judge. That's not paid for at all by the state. We just kind of cover it with the money we get from the state. So there are services to our community we would be doing less.
Okay.
But what does the state do when they take over? You guys all get fired, and then they bring in a group and build a building and start giving services? I mean, that transition sounds a little awkward.
Yeah, so through Senate Bill 1145 and the corresponding ORSs and OARs, it outlines all of that transition. It's in your handout that I just sent out to you. But
we would have a lease for the building.
It'll cover like personnel costs. There's guarantees for about 12 months of no changes in personnel.
Overlap.
Yeah, structure, benefits, so on and so forth. So in terms of the responsibilities for community corrections, we would assume all of the same responsibilities that we have under the CCA plan. So I did do an analysis, just 30,000 foot view for the county, if you want to take a look at it, just from my perspective and leaders.
What, the service change or?
Just some things to consider. I got four bullet points, things to consider. Local control impacts, which Chair Morgan talked about, some of the fiscal impacts that you'll need to know about, for example, ISF that you receive. At a tune of $399,000 annually, times two in the biennium, that's roughly $800,000. ISF would no longer receive those funds. Okay. Similarly, with facilities, we pay roughly 70 cents per square foot. If you calculate that out, we have roughly $200,000 that we're paying annually for the facilities out of our budget. So we're now up to, out of the biennium, we're now up to $1.1 million that the county would not be receiving from the community corrections allotment funds.
I say don't opt out.
There's been many times that's been the discussion before, that if we got
question.
Close.
That's it?
Yeah.
It got my vote.
Okay. There's a couple other things that I have here, but if you've already decided,
no, I
that's totally fine.
It's 7 or 3 seconds to me.
Let's hear your presentation.
It makes sense to me. Unless there's something.
I'm not a supporter of opt out, but I still want to hear your presentation.
Yeah. So those are the going back to the local control, and I want to hand this out to you all. Yeah, I'm sorry. Thank you.
Good passing. Get some more copies.
Yeah, so these are just some considerations for you all. Local control impacts are going to be significant because the DOC would be the overarching governing authority. The Board of County Commissioners looks out for our local interests and the day-to-day operational stuff, you know, all the contracts that we present to you, all of the partnerships that we have through the LIPSIC, all of the programs that we have a really good idea of what it is that the public needs on the local level. And so there's a lot of value in that. As it relates to the Department of Corrections, they would be much more involved for the CCA plan every 2 years. And so that's not going to be necessarily the case on a day-to-day operational thing for the Board of County Commissioners as it relates to the Department of
Corrections. This is pretty elementary, but I liken this to the fact that when I live in Grants Pass, I can walk into Lincoln School and talk to the principal because it's all local.
Yeah.
You go to Portland, you're never going to get near that principal's office for security reasons. Mm-hmm. So I like the local thing, and I like it being able to, the board, you come and talk to the board, and collectively we make a decision as to how to move forward. Mm-hmm. And but if you turn certain aspects over to the state, you lose that control. You also lose local input of what services you can provide.
Currently,
you respond to local need. And the state, I don't think, will respond to local need in the same way.
One of the things unique about our Community Corrections Department is how they run the alternate work programs, the work alternative programs, so that when anybody gets sentenced in Josephine County, whether they get on supervision or not, that sentence is overseen by the Community Corrections Department. They determine if that person has home detention, work crew, if they serve that time in jail. And our jail population is managed by the community corrections model, and we get those times, and that's how we fulfill some of those other contracts we have with the City of Grants Pass and ODOT and such. And that kind of partnership also changes if the state is the one overseeing that stuff. So it's a
I don't have the faith, I think, in the state to be able to respond quickly to our needs here in this important decision.
What's your recommendation?
I wouldn't object to either way. I mean, we're going to survive and thrive whether we're supervised by the state or locally. This presentation is just informational purposes and is for you guys to be informed. So
sure.
So I have two more points if you want me to.
Mm-hmm. Please do.
They want here.
Okay. The third is the reduction in ISF workload and resources needs. There would likely be a corresponding reduction in the county costs for things like IT, legal, finance, fleet, facilities, maintenance, you know, those sort of things. So there would be a reduction there that you wouldn't have to cover. In terms of reducing liability, community corrections is an industry that inherently operates at a high risk, supervising roughly 1,200 individuals that are struggling with committing crimes and in antisocial patterns and disorders and so on and so forth. So inherently, we have a higher risk population, and if you didn't have that under the county umbrella, you are effectively reducing some level of liability there. So there is some benefit to going to the state, but it's up to you to
perceive.
But does the liability truly go away because it's happening here?
We'll get sued right along with just because it's still
exactly because the infraction happened here. Just because the state owns it doesn't mean it's the state.
And not all employees transfer, correct? It's only the parole officers?
No, it'd be the entire
support
department.
Staff.
So the CCA plan that's current, well, we're under the CCA plan that is adopted, you are still obligated to provide those services under the state.
But that expires when?
That it did expire. We're in the process of developing the CCA.
So there's nothing currently that they're held to, if without a CC plan being adopted currently.
Right. I wouldn't recommend making a move, if there was a move at all, until after the CCA plan was adopted in October.
I thought I heard in Douglas County that their support staff are not in the same category as their parole officers. What's that?
I believe that's union contracts.
Okay.
So the POs that are certified, I believe they fall under FOPO, and the support staff fall under a different union, I think.
That's the same as we have, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I think there's a reason why when the last opt-out was triggered, it only two counties went. There is something significant to being a part of the local partnership. The monies that do get so here's one of those. By having a state funded department under county, we are paying ISF fees. And granted, if they rented the building, there would still be facilities usage because they would just pay in a lease form that would cover for maintenance and such. And they do all their own state stuff by IT and such. But right now, everything that's ISF funded is help supported and countywide. And how we keep that ISF fund down and those general services is that you spread it across all of the county functions. So it is kind of one of those things that, I don't know. I would strongly say we'd have to weigh some things heavily in the balance before we ever considered an opt-out.
Let's look at it again in October, like you said, when everything's done.
Okay. One request. And this is just from our personnel and some of our staff that are kind of waiting for an answer, if you will. If you could decide, if it was we're not going
to. If it were today, it'd be a no.
Would you be willing to give some assurances, at least for this biennium, that we're not going to, or that you're not going to request an opt-out, just for the peace of mind for our personnel and our staff?
There isn't anything locally that we really, that would really trigger an opt-out here, is there? No?
Because it sounds like...
The county does
it's
not...
It's a state budget is the only thing that can trigger an opt-out.
The only thing that the county... well, I'll say this. The county doesn't contribute any money to community corrections. We're self-sustaining.
Right.
So...
And a fine job you do.
So right now, they rent jail beds. The justice reinvestment dollars that go through, some of that stuff is rent. There are some... This isn't everything that we would potentially... cost us, not just ISF.
Right.
There are other programs that the state could say, we are not going to distribute to those same programs in that same fashion. Or they can, same as when you have departments that go under a sheriff's office. The sheriff can say, I'm going to route these things in different ways than if it's run by the county. So that's why, one, they're not all run the same. Every county is different. But there would be need to be some really hard look at and talking to our community partners as well, as far as the potential cost impact if we didn't have this money coming to us before we made a decision.
Well, and I don't know how to execute your request for assurance, but I think you've heard the conversation and might be able to take it from there.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Trying to think.
I know.
From my past role as an employee, the opt-out means greater pay, means better benefits. It means, you know, that kind of process of the state pays at the top of the bracket. The counties don't often compete in the pay category. So from an employee's perspective, there may be some of that. From a community's perspective of having a say in where the money is distributed, having a say in how the programs are done, I don't know if you can put a price tag on that cost.
I would think that you have more idea of what the money's going to be like if you keep it local than say, yeah, boy, the state's going to pay more. But the state could say, oh, yeah, we pay so much, but we cut that budget by X number of dollars, so there isn't 62 employees over there. There's 28 employees over there.
I'll give you an apples-to-apples comparison.
Yeah.
When I first started at Community Corrections, the POs were located at the corner of 8th and J Street, and all the other programs were located at 4th and D, where IT and CASA is now. We were separated across town. Our director at the time, Marie Hill, had been saving money through the budget for years to come up with the money to remodel the Washington campus. And that was something that implicated Douglas County also had been storing away money for a facilities upgrade. Because they were DOC, the state came in and said, we'll take that, and took all that money that was being saved up because the local had no say in where that money was going. So that was an apples to apples comparison of things happening at the same time because we did not have local say.
Yeah.
There's even a whisper of a chance that happened again. I don't want the state to, the state already takes their fair share of everything. So.
They always give us back
okay.
A pittance.
I'm solid.
Okay.
If I would suggest if you need an answer is that without significant reasons of showing why not that it would be that we would not be opting out.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
So additional subjects and matters from commissioners. I have a request from Lipsick on two of those items that I'd like to bring before the board. Lipsick met on Thursday, and there are two grants that are on short time frame to renew and request, and they require, one of them requires a letter of approval from the commissioners. The other one is asking for a letter of support from the commissioners. The first one is the Justice Reinvestment Grant application. Part of the process of the state legislative process this year is that in any justice reinvestment application, they had to get letters of support from various groups, and we are one of those groups. So there is a letter here that says, "Dear Criminal Justice Commission, the Josephine County Board of Commissioners supports the Local Public Safety Coordinating Council's proposal to use Justice Reinvestment and Supplemental Justice Reinvestment Grant funding to support the following programs: Secure Treatment Program in Josephine County Jail, Deputies and Treatment, Prosecution Services including related to specialty courts and downward departure cases, High Needs Probation Officer focused on homeless, high-risk mental health clients, Probation Officer focused on downward departure cases." Those are all current in our current Justice Reinvestment, and that's continuing programs. This next one is new. Data Analyst Coordinator position. So this would fund a part-time LIPSIC coordinator, which Melissa McRobbie-Toll has been for us, but she's moving on. And a partial data analyst to get data to correspond with showing the results of our stuff. So that's a request for an FTE. And then Victim Services Women's Crisis Support Team and Illinois Valley Safe House Alliance were required part of Justice Reinvestment to spend 10% of the money on victims' assistance. Jail staffing for long-term sanctioned beds for downward departure violators and transitional housing through Welcome Home Oregon. We understand the Criminal Justice Commission's goal of reducing prison usage, lowering recidivism rates, holding offenders accountable, and increasing public safety, and we believe these programs will further Josephine County's progress towards those goals. Successful rehabilitating justice-involved individuals and breaking the cycle of addiction and criminality benefit the health and safety of our community as a whole. And Melissa asked if we would be willing to sign this letter, and I could pass it to you guys so you can read, see the wording there. I would entertain a motion to sign the support letter for the Justice Reinvestment funding.
I would make that motion.
Mm-hmm. I'll second that.
Any further discussion?
No.
Nope.
Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 3-0. The second letter is related to renewal of a legal marijuana enforcement grant. It's also to the Criminal Justice Commission. It says the Josephine County Board of Commissioners offers its full support of the The Josephine County Board of Commissioners offers its full support of the Sheriff's Office proposal to use illegal marijuana market enforcement grant funding to support its marijuana enforcement team. The Sheriff's Office has been conducting operations that are directly associated with the black market distribution of marijuana, which has a resounding impact on our county and in particular the criminal element who choose to avoid our laws. The renewal grant funding will help support the following: 3 detectives, financial crimes analyst, deputy district attorney, overtime for patrol deputies to assist with taking down illegal grows, task force personnel to attend training related to illegal marijuana enforcement. By all indications, Sheriff Daniel provides excellent service to the citizens of Josephine County, and the citizens are overwhelmingly in favor to the prevention of the black market distribution of marijuana. To that end, the county is confident with the renewal of this grant, the Sheriff's Office will pursue the most sensible level of long-term protection. So that is a letter they have presented for us to sign. I would entertain a motion to sign that letter.
I move. So moved.
Yeah, and I'll second, but I want to ask you a question about it.
So further discussion?
Mm-hmm. So has it already been 18 months or whatever of a 2-year grant cycle? Is that going away and this is a new one?
Correct.
Or is it? Okay, then I got it.
And the funding per notification at one of my last AOC meetings, the CJC showed up and said no money will carry over.
Right.
And so if you are having any money, so what's interesting is I don't know what of these we've actually hired. I know just recently they did the analysts, but the 3 detectives.
I don't think so.
I thought I saw something on Facebook of the first one was hired, but I don't. I know the deputy district attorney position was hired.
But if this gets renewed, they might be able to play a shell game and cover what they've started and
based on
what they haven't finished.
Well, the DA was able to hire the sheriff's office. I don't know what got hired on that,
okay.
And you got to get them through the academy, and you got to do the process. So I don't know where we are in spending last year's compared to the new one.
Well, we just passed a resolution authorizing more money for the sheriff for recruitment and retention, because he's been trying to hire the people, and there's not enough money. We just did that, 2 months ago? ago.
March.
So, yeah, three. Yeah, a month ago, and I can't expect that, all of a sudden have all these people, you know, storming the gates and, oh boy, we can't wait to work at Josephine County. If we don't, if he didn't have the money and he finally built up enough.
He had the money. It was a $600,000 grant we had.
But he did, but he, that pay grade, he couldn't go offer that pay grade at a higher rate until he came and had it approved by us.
Okay.
Yeah. Recruitment and retention is what that pay rate was for. And he couldn't just automatically go out and arbitrarily say, I'm bumping that to $35,000 or $115,000.
In comparison, Jackson County got the same grant and has their team up and running. And
but they also have been paying their people an awful lot more because they have an awful lot more.
They have. They
well, they get a grant. They probably, sign this anybody didn't line. Need a grant. It was probably Jackson County.
No, the activity is still there. The activity is still there.
Okay.
So,
And it's kind of along that line. I don't know how far out we want to get on this one, but yeah, I heard if you have an unpermitted hemp grow, you have illegal marijuana, and that task force can come get it.
Exactly.
Technically, this task force should be going after any grow that is not licensed.
Yeah, if it's not licensed, an unlicensed hemp grow becomes
marijuana.
Grow.
Anything not licensed.
I heard
licensed.
That too. I can't
remember where, but I did hear that.
The only exception is you're allowed 4 plants on your personal property.
Right, right.
That's not per person.
Well, you're not going to make a bunch of rope out of 4 plants of hemp.
Or 6 per medical card for 2 people. Right. Anything outside that is required to be registered medically, recreationally, or through the Department of Ag. And so if they're not registered, they would be enforceable under that. Yeah.
That's a good subject to bring up at your marijuana summit.
Yes.
I think that'd be a fantastic.
That's probably where I got it, is the information.
Fantastic summer.
That.
Okay.
Of course.
So any further discussion?
Not on that, but I have something to bring up.
Well, let's vote on the motion.
Yep, I'm ready.
So all those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries 3-0. So we'll get those letters signed and you can get them back to Melissa.
Sure.
Okay, any other items? We have 4 minutes.
The only thing I had is just, I hope that's getting all cleaned up out there at the fairgrounds in front of the Floors to Go thing. That's
our big
doorstep.
Fair. Yeah.
So
that's our doorstep. I hope, I'm going to go out and look at it tonight.
I would ask that you email facilities and Helene so that they can check on that, because we have leases in place that they have to abide by. And if they're not, those are our course.
Well, I'm going to go look as soon as we
leave. So you have some information.
Okay. Anything else, Commissioner Fowler? You said you had.
Yep, I wanted to mention that there's a 30-day window just opened for discussions on the City Council's decision on the future of the River Road Reserve. And so I don't know if you, as commissioners, have an opinion on that, or if the board wants to have an opinion on that, or wants to stay out of it.
So you're saying you wanted the board to grow hemp so we can have a revenue fund for the county?
I already said no when I was on the other side of the parking lot. We do not want to align our entity against federal law, right?
But
that 30-day window is open, so I want you guys to think about it.
Okay. I would like to know, my big question that came out when I read that is, where's the money going to go, because it's still owed to the general fund over there.
No, I think we pencil whipped that away
not
last
our,
year.
Not our business. That's not our problem.
We did cancel that entire loan.
I had a secretary that tried that one time, and I think she's still in jail. Let's just make a journal entry and wipe this out.
But it comes from the general
okay,
fund.
Okay, so what
you
are you asking
the
about
general
the...
fund.
I don't know.
Just, I want you to consider whether the board has an opinion or whether you as individual commissioners have an opinion to weigh in on that process. Because I have one, and I will be weighing in on that process.
Would you like to present that to us to see if the full board would support that decision?
I could.
I would recommend that.
Excellent. I'll go forward that way. The other one is that the CEDC, Collaborative Economic Development Committee, had a motion suggesting that the Board of County Commissioners review and analyze the role and performance of the Josephine Housing and Community Development Council and their goals for the next 10 to 20 years.
We have no authority over that council.
And so, well, we could have some input, though. And that was their motion.
Okay.
And I know that the state of Oregon has set aside $400 million to address the housing crisis. And so I don't know if they can increase their participation in one of those funding streams that'll be created from the state and actually build something? Or if all that money's gonna go somewhere else and we're still gonna be where we are as far as that $400 million. And so I'm starting to work through the regional solutions coordinator for our area. And want to start that conversation of how do we access some funding or some help.
So I was just talking to someone from AllCare about the potential of pulling together a group to talk about some options for both workforce housing, low-income housing, different options. Jackson County HUD has money and willingness, needs property, different stuff. But I was trying to look into this housing thing because they were asking us for an appointment onto it, and I was trying to see, wait, what is this? Apparently it looks like it's an ORS 190 organization that has its own board, and maybe we can ask legal to verify that about the housing council, because if they have their own board, then we have no authority to evaluate them or anything else. But
and they have liaisons as well.
Yeah. You are the liaison, are you? Mm-hmm. Okay, and the other thing is, would they want us appointing, but I wanted to see, are we getting all the applications or are we just getting a recommendation? It was kind of like, why is this the person we're appointing, and just trying to get more information from where did it come from? Because it's not one of our standard advisory committees. I thought right. It might have been, but when upon learning it's not, or maybe we can verify what our role is there. But it is 4:59. I want to be mindful of the time. Is there?
Sure.
But I would support us exploring housing.
You're gonna miss a plane.
I got kids to pick up. My wife's out of town, so.
Anything further?
Deadline.
What time is the opening at the fair tomorrow?
10, I think.
Why is the opening ceremony at 5 o'clock?
I don't know. The opening ceremony is at 5 o'clock tomorrow or 6 o'clock or whatever it is going to be tomorrow.
Okay.
We're not changing that.
Right, it's already announced.
Okay. So we'll see you tomorrow at the fair after our weekly business session. And do we know why the admin was canceled? No agenda items?
No agenda items.
Okay, but...
What's that, Thursday?
We should always have room for items from commissioners just in case we need that flexibility, is my opinion, just in case something comes up. But this week, I'd say we don't need it, probably.
Right, we're probably swamped.
But
get out of here.
With that, we're adjourned at 5 o'clock.
All right.